Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network. And thank you, Russ, for that wonderful opening. We are very grateful here at Life Coach Radio Networks for audible.com. And you can download a free book just by going to the site that Russ pointed out. And we invite you to do that and then share with us on the Life Coach Radio Network page, or you can come over to my page on Facebook or on Twitter and let us know what book you're currently enjoying from audible.com. I would love to hear more about that. So I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach at Legacy Now Lived. And I have been doing Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on the radio for about a year and a half now. And I absolutely adore this radio network and all the beautiful coaches that I get to work with on a regular basis, as well as introducing my listener audience to some amazing people that I have learned to love and appreciate all around the globe, who I see walking their talk and living their legacy every day instead of waiting until the final hour. And so I have one of those such guests with me today that I am super excited to introduce each one of you to. So today is a beautiful February day here in Los Alamos, New Mexico. It is February the 19th. We are just coming off Valentine's Day. And I personally am into day 6 of the One Love, One People Kindness Challenge that those of us here at Life Coach Radio Network launched on Valentine's Day. We had a beautiful show with several coaches that were sharing stories, ideas, and their vision for this 10-day challenge. If you would like to know more about that, I absolutely invite you to visit us on Facebook at the One Love, One People Kindness in Motion page that you can find on my Facebook page, Leanne Parsons, or the Walk Your Talk Coach. And also you can find us on lifecoachradionetworks.com. And that, there you can find out all about our 3 networks here on Life Coach Radio, and you can find out about our coaches. So I invite you there as well. Also, one more bit of business before I introduce my lovely guest, and that's a guest call-in number. If you would like to call in and chat with either Phyllis or myself, I welcome that, and I can bring you into the studio. That number is 646-716-9397. And for those of you who have been following me for a long time, you know that I'm super passionate about empowerment, about connection, about living our authentic truth, about owning our own junk, about responding instead of reacting to others in our relationships, and about really growing in our empathy and extending compassion to others, and really being eternally focused and eternally minded when we think about our relationships. I do coach within what I like to call the tapestry of adoption. I coach first moms, I coach adoptees, and I coach adoptive moms and families in general to really start living their legacy, build bridges and not walls in all of their relationships so they can create the families that they so desire. And I love the work that I do, and I love the fact that I have met my new friend Phyllis on social media. Those of you who know me know that I like to peruse social media and will look to see who's walking their talk. And there was some very beautiful things that I found out about my new friend, Phyllis. And not only is she an instructor, a speaker, and a coach, she also focuses on empowering women through transition and change. She educates others in discovering their personality types, and then she understands their patterns, which allows for a greater understanding of themselves. So she really helps open up what it makes them tick and why they respond and react just the way they do. So I love Phyllis's awareness. I love her Facebook posts and the connection with her and the conversations that we have been able to have off air. And so without any further ado, I want to bring Phyllis on live. Welcome, Phyllis, to Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Thank you so much, Leanne. I'm so happy to be here today with you.
Oh, my goodness. It is so wonderful to have you here with me. You know, when I first, I can't even remember when we first came across each other on Facebook, but I believe that it was, we were liking each other's encouraging posts. We have some common friends on social media. A couple of my coaching friends actually were a connecting point for us to be able to meet. And I was so encouraged by the things that I saw you posting and resonating with that I just had to reach out and get to know you at a different level. I love your passion, the way you give back to the community, and that you're fully involved. And not only that, you live up in one of the most beautiful places in the planet, Denver, Colorado, which is where I spent 16 years of my life, just north of you, and absolutely loved it there. Had the privilege of raising our kiddos for the majority of their lives up in that area, Loveland, Fort Collins area, and absolutely love it. And so, fellow Coloradoan, near and dear to my heart as well.
Right. So, yeah. It's what you were saying about connecting on Facebook and being able to see each other's posts and liking them. We have like-minded qualities, and when you talk about empowerment and connection and relationships, that's what I feel very passionate about also, and I think that's why we just kind of gravitated toward each other.
Oh, I believe that so wholeheartedly, and it's been really fun to be able to bring you on the show today and introduce you, Phyllis, to my listeners. And the listeners here on all the Life Coach Radio Network channels, because you have a very unique focus a couple times a year that I want to highlight and bring up. And also, you and I both are taking part in the One Love, One People Kindness Challenge. And I want to talk just a little bit about that. I know I made reference to it at the beginning of our radio program today, but it's really an amazing opportunity to spread the love, is what I like to call it, here in our local communities and around the globe. And you have a key part in that that really resonated with me that I want to highlight here in just a moment. And so everybody, for those of you who don't know about the One Love, One People Kindness in Motion Challenge, it's a movement of people who want to make a difference in the world, one act at a time, person to person and heart to heart. And we are super excited. There's a lot of activity happening in social media around this avenue of really, for 10 days, focusing on spreading love and kindness. And that doesn't need to cost a lot of money. It doesn't need to cost anything. It could be a smile that you extend to somebody at the grocery store. It could be opening up a door for somebody as you are walking into your office or school. It could be saying hello or sitting down and having lunch with somebody who you see sitting alone, or joining them on the bus instead of leaving an empty seat there and striking up a conversation. There's a lot of negativity floating around in this world, and this gives us an opportunity to do something a little bit different, step out of ourselves, and really start to see others and allow them to see us in a whole new way. And I've had a lot of fun with it. I have enjoyed being the recipient of some kindness. I had flowers and a card sitting outside of my coaching office door this week. And I've been able to just kind of spread the love locally in my community. And I invite you to visit us, listeners, in this challenge. You can start anytime. We are on day 6 of the official challenge, but this does not need to stop in 10 days. We're hoping that this is a movement that continues and that the ripple effect goes on and on. And so, Phyllis, tell us a little bit about when you hear the words One Love, One People Kindness Challenge, what caused you to pay attention to that post and desire to put your toe in a little bit?
Well, one love, one people, one kindness, that's what I feel in my heart. And when you said spread the love, that's one of my mottos, is to say, hey, let's spread the love. How are we going to be able to do that? And you're right. Sometimes it's not just it's not purchasing something for somebody, but it's a smile. It's an opening of a door. It's lending a listening ear. And people are craving connection. And so what we've done is my friend and I, Sue Lee, we started the Sock It To 'Em sock campaign a few years back, and we are giving back to our community in that regard.
I love that, and that resonates so deep with me. Tell us more about, let's just jump right into that, because I think it's super fun. We told them in our Facebook post that we were going to sock it to them today, right? That was the part of the title of our show. And so tell us more about this sock it to them, because it really is love in motion. It really is kindness in motion.
It really is. And Sue and I get so excited about it. She had a message from above back in the grocery store in 2011. And she listened to that voice that says, you need to collect socks. So it was in the winter of 2011, we got our girlfriends together. We said we were going to start collecting socks. And that year we collected just under 600 pair, just among all of our girlfriends and our friends and family. And the last 2 years, in 2012 and 2013, the number went up to 10,000. And this year we're at, 2014, which just ended, we are at 16,000 pair of socks, and we still have socks being collected by a few different schools. So the number is going to go higher. So anybody can collect socks. You can become a sock ambassador if you live in any part of the country, any part of the world, whoever may be listening to our conversation today on the radio. And it's very easy. All you have to do is contact us and say, hey, I want to collect socks for you. And all of the socks that are collected in your area by you stay in your local area and go to the charity of your choice. So we have sock ambassadors collecting in 9 different states right now, and we would love to be able to spread the love to different and bigger communities across the country. So we're always looking for sock ambassadors to join us.
Okay, great. Well, I am making a commitment to you right now, Phyllis, that Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach up here in Los Alamos, New Mexico, would love to be a sock ambassador for this region. I would like to do, you know, northern New Mexico as well as southern Colorado, and I would like to be a collection site for that. And so when I share that, give us the steps, just so our listeners and for me, because I'm kind of, you know, I like a step-by-step approach now and then to clear away the confusion. So if I want to sign up to be a sock ambassador and start collecting socks in my area and do promoting for the homeless, then what is step number one?
Well, you just have to let us know what you've already done, which is great. We're really excited to have you on board, Leanne. And all you have to do is start reaching out to family and friends, and ours started because we did that, and then we had our friends tell other friends, and now we have different local businesses collecting in the Denver area and also in other states. So it's really cool because we've gotten more and more businesses who want to collect socks, and then they're asking their customers and their clients to collect or to donate, and they set out a box. Our main collection time is Thanksgiving to the end of the year, every year, but you can collect at any time. We've got some schools that are collecting now because there was too many things going on during the holidays, and they didn't feel like they could fit it into their holiday schedule. So we have some schools collecting at this point in time. So it's just putting out a collection box whatever that may be for you. And we have all the signs and everything that you can post on the boxes. And it, so it's really easy. It doesn't require a lot of time. It just, all you have to do is reach out to your circle of friends and family members and say, hey, I'm doing this and would love to have you be a part of it. And then it just takes off on its own. It's just morphed on its own the last few years. And we are tickled pink and delighted that the sock count keeps going up every year because one pair of socks helps one person. So this year, just imagine 16,000 people standing in line at the homeless shelters or at an organization that helps people in need. And if you get a vision of that, it's just something that you can't even comprehend.
Absolutely. And, you know, people can think that socks, why not everybody's got socks? Not so much. Right? What have you learned and what testimonies have you heard, Phyllis, from the different shelters and the recipients of the sock campaign that you all created?
Well, we give to, this year we gave to 16 different agencies in the state of Colorado. We give some to the Denver Rescue Mission, the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, The Gathering Place, which is a day service organization for women and children. And the number one need in the homeless shelters is socks, because what we've heard is everyone gives us all of these things like pants and coats and things like that, but they forget about the feet. So, and because of the weather, especially in Colorado, it's more than ever the need for being able to have socks, because these organizations are treating all of these homeless people for frostbite. And then sometimes socks get wet and then they need another pair. And you know what it feels like to have wet socks. It does not feel very good. And then you add freezing temperatures on top of that for Colorado at times during the winter, and you have frostbitten feet. So we looked at some numbers, and in any given time, there is 1 in 3 are children that are homeless. There are 23,000 kids that are homeless in Colorado, and that was a report that we saw that was put out by the Denver Post last August. So the need is great. There's 9%, 9.5% are veterans. And in New Mexico, where you live, Leanne, we looked at some information there, and it's, you know, 20,000 or more that are homeless. I saw one report that in Albuquerque, at any given time, 3,000 are homeless in one night. So the need is great for socks, and I now, whenever I put on a pair of socks, I cannot help but think about the homeless, and I'm so grateful to have an abundant supply of socks that I can choose from every single day based on what the weather is. But most of those, many people are not that fortunate.
Right, and we can take socks so for granted, and, you know, for those of us who do have a drawer full. And that's not the case. And, you know, those statistics are heartbreaking, right? And it's a population that not a lot of people, you know, like to talk about. Maybe they'll send money over or they'll, you know, they get afraid. I remember even walking the streets of St. Paul, Minnesota. I was visiting up there, and there's a beautiful homeless shelter, right downtown St. Paul. And there was a line out the door. Right? Mm-hmm. It was in the middle of fall, but there was a line out the door waiting for food, waiting for supplies to get in. And, you know, it just breaks your heart to see that. People fall on hard luck sometimes. And, you know, these shelters provide an amazing opportunity to meet some needs. And like you said, there's kiddos in these shelters. There's men, there's women, there's veterans, right, who have done so much for our country and are finding themselves in a hard place. I personally had a family member who was homeless for a while and stayed at a shelter. And so my heart definitely goes out to this population. And, you know, you gave a great reminder, Phyllis, that if one in three are kiddos in these shelters, then we need socks of all sizes and all degrees of warmth, depending on where our collection agencies are throughout the country. And so I love that tip that none of this will go to waste. No matter what sock gets donated, there's going to be somebody that can wear it.
Absolutely. And sometimes we have to remember that many people are only one or two paychecks away from being homeless if the husband or wife lose their jobs and then they can't afford the mortgage. It's also people that live in the suburbs. And sometimes it's whole entire families that are going to the shelter. So, yes, we definitely need socks of all ages, from little toddler baby ones to men's, women's, kids, boys, girls. So any kind of socks that people can donate, we need all of them. And the need is very, very great.
Mm-hmm. Now, typically with your Sock It To 'Em campaign, you deliver those in the winter. And so what, you know, I want to ask you, if I start being a sock ambassador right now and post some things on social media, stick my box out, and really start promoting this campaign, is there anything stopping me, Phyllis, from, if I get a box full, taking it to a local shelter in my area at any time of the year?
No, you can do it any time of the year. And when we took our socks to the gathering place, which was really neat, the lady there, she showed us their clothes closet where people can come and get clothes and socks and underwear and things like that. And our heart was warmed to see our socks that we brought her. She had put them all in a drawer, taken them out of the packaging. And she says, we need socks all year long. So the agencies, yes, the high time is when it's cold, but they need it all year round. So
okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Start collecting.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can start collecting socks.
Perfect. I think we're breaking up here a little bit. So we can collect socks all year round. Take them to your homeless shelter and, you know, really bring a friend with you. Make a lunch date out of it. And, you know, I really want to encourage our listeners, you know, I am a sock girl, Phyllis. I have loved socks since I was a little girl. And I still absolutely love fun socks, silly socks, colored, any kind of socks. I just totally adore. And in fact, when my husband used to go on a business trip or whatever, that's what he would bring me, was a pair of socks back, because he knew that I loved them. And they bring me joy when I put socks on my feet. They make me just have such a happy feeling. And if they do that for me, perhaps there are other women, men, and children who would have that same experience.
Yes, and my friend Sue, who's my sock partner in the Sock It To 'Em sock campaign, she carries socks in her car on the passenger seat. So whenever she sees somebody in need who maybe has a sign out, she gives them a pair of socks, and she says it's unbelievable what their reaction is when she's giving them a pair of socks out of her car.
Oh, I totally love that. Okay, I'm going to start doing that. I am going to, because, you know, in our area, we live in Los Alamos, New Mexico, Phyllis, which is a little mountain town here in northern New Mexico, right? We're a town of 18,000 people, and a lot of people think that there is not any degree of poverty up here. But, you know, we collect coats for kids up here. There's all kinds of different, but there is not a sock campaign that I know of. So we're going to do that, because I think anywhere, we could be in town here, there could be a homeless person that we see, that we could gift them with a pair of socks. And I have to tell you, every time that I go to Santa Fe, I see at least five people standing on a corner with a cardboard sign looking for some sort of assistance or help. And how cool would that be to be able to hand them a pair of socks and really just bless them with that. What a surprise that would be. You know, I've heard of people keeping sandwiches in their cars, you know, to hand out like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's really great, but they can spoil, where socks can't spoil. And that's kind of a fun thing. We can always keep them in our car and be able to share them. So thank you for that hot tip.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too that I want to mention is that many times people are homeless and they may be living out of their car, and they'll send the kids to school, and the kids will maybe change in the bathroom or in the locker room or things like that. So we never know. People on the outside may look like they have a place to live, but in actuality, maybe they don't. Maybe they are living out of their car. So it's very, very interesting. We never know what people are going through at any given time. And so, yeah, your One Love, One People Kindness challenges is just that, is to spread the love, because we don't know. Everybody can put on a happy face, but that's not always the case underlying all of that. So we are doing our part in our community to help as many people as we can, and we've gotten so many of our friends on board, and we really, really appreciate everything that everyone has done for our sock campaign, because the sock campaign would not be expanding if it wasn't for all of our friends who are collecting in other states, all of our friends who are collecting individually or who have businesses. And we also have, almost forgot to mention, several churches collecting socks for our sock campaign. So it is spreading to different organizations, schools, churches, businesses. And we would just love for that to continue on and spread in a bigger fashion now.
Oh, what an amazing opportunity to really get involved and make a difference. And this is something that can extend beyond 10 days, right? This is a way to spread the love all year round. And truthfully, socks are not that expensive.
No, they're not.
A pair of socks, right? But some people just don't have the means to pick them up. It's too much work. It's, you know, whatever. It's holding them back from getting those basic needs. And, you know, there could be a fire in their home. They could have lost everything and they could go to a shelter and get socks. I just think that's just such a beautiful gesture. And they wear out quickly, right? The socks
right,
are not like a pair of jeans. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and a friend of mine just called me a couple of days ago, and her brother is in transition, and she said, is there any way you have some socks? Can I come get some from you if you have them? I said, yeah. I keep them in my garage in case people like her or somebody needs them. So we want to be able to meet the needs of people and have some on hand, even if it may be, quote, off-season for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, because spreading the love one person at a time is never off season, right, Phyllis? And this is something, this is a way to continue this campaign all year round. And so thank you for the introduction to the Sockatoom. Thank you for sharing with us so graciously about your vision, your partner's vision, how each one of us can participate. You know, I want to challenge my listeners out there that if this resonates with you and this is an area where you would like to get involved and step outside the box and do something new for 2015, become a sock ambassador with the Sockatoom campaign. You can reach out to Phyllis or you can reach out to me to find out more information. In fact, Phyllis, could you go ahead and direct our listeners to your webpage for Sockatoom so they can go take a peek?
Yes, it's sockcampaign.org.
Fabulous.
And
fabulous.
They can contact me directly with an email address, which is pshimamoto@msn, or my phone number is 303-475-7537.
Love it. Perfect. And you can also find out more about the Sacagawea. If for some reason you can't get there, please feel free to reach out to me, Leanne Parsons, the walkyourtalkcoach.com. And you can also reach me at 505-412-1817 to find out more about how to spread the love, how to touch one life at a time, and put your kindness and love in motion in a very real way. You know, I was talking on the radio show last week, Phyllis, about putting feet to our faith, feet to our desires and our passions. And what a cool practical way to do that, by having some socks. And as the Walk Your Talk coach, as the Walk Your Talk coach, that's near and dear to my heart, is just really being in action, right? And walking out our best lives every moment of every day. And definitely some comfy socks make that all the more fun and enjoyable to do that. So thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm just so incredibly honored.
And we're excited to have you on board.
I'm excited to be on board, and I'm excited to rally the community of Los Alamos and the surrounding area to this. We have a real generous, beautiful community here, and I really, truly believe that this will be very well received in my area. And I think the kiddos here would absolutely love to join in. And this can be a family project. And that's what I really appreciated you sharing. Schools can do it. Churches can do it. Individual families. Involve everybody. So, excellent. Sacagawea campaign. Check it out on the web. Well, we are going to take a quick little commercial break here, Phyllis, and I'm going to talk just a little bit about our radio network. And when we come back, so Phyllis, we talked about your One Love and the way you spread the love personally by the Sacagawea campaign, amongst other encouraging things that you do. And when we head into the second half of our program, I would love to hear more about how you help people in transition. And I am super duper curious about the Enneagram that you do. I've heard a lot about it, gone to one teaching on it, but I know very, very little practically about the Enneagram, and so I would love it if you could take a few moments and share with us more about the work that you do as an encourager, a coach, and a healer in that area. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful, and I would love to talk to you about the Enneagram, Leanne, because I could talk about it all day. I love it so much. It's absolutely fascinating, and I would love to talk to you about it after the break.
Fantastic. Well, listeners, stay tuned because we are going to visit more with Phyllis after our little commercial break here and chat about just that very thing. So here on Life Coach Radio Network, we have three different networks. A lot of people don't realize that. We have the Life Coach Chat Channel, the International Life Coach Radio, and the Life Coach Radio Network that you're listening to me on right now. And super duper cool. We have coaches actually from all over the world. I had the privilege of having a wonderful conversation with coaches from India the other day. And so I really want to encourage you, go on our website, take a peek at our coaches and see who resonates with you. You know, we all coach in different areas. There are spiritual coaches, business coaches, there are health coaches, there are relationship coaches, there are empowerment coaches. You name it, we've got it going on at Life Coach Radio Network. And so I really do want to invite you very warmly to visit us there. Also, you can find me on Life Coach Radio Network, like I said, the first and the third Thursday of every month. I've got some amazing shows planned for 2015. And so please continue to check back in with me on social media or on the Life Coach Radio Network Facebook page. We always post our programming there as well. If you'd like to know more about the network, if you are interested in becoming a guest on Walk Your Talk with Leanne, I strongly encourage you to reach out to me because I'm always looking for folks who are living their legacy, who are walking their talk and making a difference in this world every day. And so we have shows every day of the week on all three networks. And like I said, a wide variety of programming. And so please jump in and check our schedule. And so with that, I want to invite you again, if you would like to call in and speak with either Phyllis or I about the Sacagawea or about the second half of our program today, the Enneagram, we invite you to do that at 646-716-9397. And just warmly welcome you to make a call. And so, Phyllis, I would absolutely love it. You know, hit us with the fire hose with the Enneagram, because this is a very powerful tool and modality that is sweeping the nation. There's a lot of chatter about it within my coaching community, as well as outside of that. And so tell us, why don't we start with, what is the Enneagram?
The Enneagram is basically the 9 personalities of human nature. So it's a very powerful tool that you can put into play every single day of your life to really understand yourself and all of the people in your life, whether it's family, spouse, partner, or friends, or coworkers. It's really being able to understand yourself on a deeper level and all of those who are in your life. So it translates into better communication and better relationships when you have an awareness about yourself, where you can begin to recognize your inner programming and maybe see some of your defense mechanisms that have kept you safe, and being also able to take a look at your stressors and what triggers you. So it's really being able to dive into being able to see yourself from a different view, and then being able to know what your own truth is, being able to speak it, and then seeing things from a different angle. So I love it. It's fascinating. We are all a mix of all the different types, but we have one personality that is our home base. So our personality evolves at an early age. Some of it is through gestation and when we're born and what may have been going on in the mother's belly at the time, in the womb, and then through our life experiences. And usually our personality is formed by the age of 5 or 6 based on things that are happening all around us. So it's really, really fascinating. And it's not difficult to learn your type. So I teach classes in person here in Denver and also online, which is great. And so with technology now, it's easy to join a class if that's something that you're interested in or your listeners are interested in.
Fabulous. You know, I when I pulled up and looked at the Enneagram, I was very interested to learn more about it and super excited that this is part of your expertise and a modality that you are passionate about. And so let's go through and just kind of highlight, because I'm sure everybody's going, Enneagram, never heard of it. There might be some folks out there. It's actually a test then, Phyllis, that we would take?
Yes, you can take a test on EnneagramInstitute.com. There's a free 10-minute test that you can initially, and sometimes you're going to score higher in a couple of different Enneagram numbers. There's 9 numbers, 1 through 9. The rankings mean nothing. Nothing is better or worse than the other number. It's just the number that they assign to you. But sometimes you will score higher in 2 or 3 different numbers, and then we have to break it down through different means in order to be able to figure out what your type is. And we can do that with your taking a look at your social styles and your coping styles as well. So it's very fascinating. The people that have taken my class love it, and I love it, Leanne, when the light bulb goes on in their head and they get it and they get some kind of realization about themselves or their family members, and it's really, really interesting and fascinating. And it's all about personal growth and self-discovery, and that's why I love the Enneagram. When I first started studying it a few years ago, I thought, wow, I wonder if I'll get bored and maybe I won't learn anything about the Enneagram. But the Enneagram opens up a whole new world for you when you start being able to see yourself on another level and through, again, a whole different lens.
Absolutely, because we do all, Phyllis. I love that you brought up the word lens, because I use that word a lot in my coaching practice. Just we all have different lenses that we view the world through based on our past experiences, right? And the different challenges and victories that we've had in our life, the relationships that we have been privileged to have or not to have. It all affects us. And when I look at the Enneagram, the 9 different numbers are represented with words. And so how about if we'll just tag off of each other? I'll do number 1, you do number 2, and we'll go around the circle and we'll share with our listeners what those numbers represent, what types get revealed once you do the Enneagram. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, great. So number 1 is the Reformer. So Phyllis, tell us a little bit about give us maybe a 1 sentence. What does Reformer mean?
These are people, the 1 types are going to be perfectionists, and they are going to want things done right in their world and with other people around them. They will want the same thing. So they are reforming their world.
Great. Ooh, that's cool. Okay, great. So number 2 is the Helper. How about that one?
Yes, and the Helper. The Helper, that is my type, and what we have to be concerned about for the 2s is we like to give, but we have to make sure that our giving is also balanced with taking care of ourselves. So we have to make sure that if we're giving, are we giving for the right reasons, or are we giving to get something in return? So our challenge is balance between giving and receiving. Then being able to take care of ourselves, because sometimes we have a tendency to want to take care of everyone else and we forget about ourselves.
Absolutely. And then how much, you know, I'm really curious now, this could be a show in and of itself. we'll do another one, right? But this is super cool, because when I think of helpers, another thing that can happen with those of us who that's a strength for us, we can help from our heads and not our hearts all the time. And so that really came up for me when you were sharing. And so when you hear me say that, how does that fit in with the Enneagram and your debrief process and really helping people that love to help stay balanced?
Right. So with our conscious mind is 5% and our subconscious mind is 95% of who we are. So most of the time, our subconscious mind is running us. So we adapt our experiences as we go through life. And so what we have to do is we have to take a look at, and this goes for all types, why are we doing something? Is it because we want to get a reaction out of somebody, or is there something in it maybe subconsciously for us if we do it? So, yes, it's very, very fascinating. So, for example, the 2s, we want attention and love. So sometimes we have to ask ourselves, are we doing this to get love or attention in return? Are we truly doing it from our heart, wanting nothing in return?
Oh, that's a big one. What is our motivation, right?
Right. And a lot of the times it's a subconscious thing. We don't do it because we know we're doing it. It's just the subconscious thing. And the Enneagram really helps you discover how you view the world, what motivates you, how you react to people and things, and the values that you hold. So it's looking at your patterns of behavior, being able to understand it, and why is it that we do the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Very cool. All right. Thank you for that. How about if we go on to 3, the Achiever?
The Achievers, these people are going to be your leaders along with the 1s and possibly the 8s. Where they are going to be out there, they're doing, they're achieving. And sometimes that what the 3 does is they forget about feeling because they're so into doing. And say, for example, they may have 3 or 4 projects lined up. They're going to make sure they get them all done. It's going to be done right. It's going to be done at a very high quality. And after they finish that project, they're going to go on to the next one without even taking a breath and savoring their accomplishment.
Okay. Yeah, forgetting about the feeling. That even equates to forgetting to celebrate and have some fun.
Right.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. I'm loving this. This is super. How about number 4, the individualist?
The 4s are very, very sensitive people. You may hear some people say, nobody understands me. And so the 4s really want to be understood. They're very creative people. They're very sensitive. But they don't necessarily at times feel like they fit in. So they want to be known as unique and not ordinary. And they want to be acknowledged for that.
Okay. Beautiful. Wow. I bet our listeners, is this piquing something fun in you? I know in me, I want to go take this little test when I'm done. And then, Phyllis, I'm going to call you. I'm going to have you debrief me because this is pretty fascinating. Okay. So number 5, the investigator.
Let me real quickly go back to the 4, Leanne. And
perfect. I love it. Do it.
The 4s are very creative people, so they may be the artist and that type of thing. They may also wear their creativity on them with maybe a different colored hair color or tattoos or ear piercings or things like that.
Okay. Great. Great. I'll bet you each one of us are hearing pieces of ourselves. I mean, there's going to be a predominant one, like you shared, Phyllis, that's really going to jump out at us. So let's keep going. Number 5, investigator.
The investigator, these people are going to be the types, they are going to do their research. So you may hear people saying that they like to do a lot of research online, they like to collect information and data. They may be the engineers, the professors, and things like that, but they don't necessarily feel comfortable in social settings, but they are going to have all the information. So you probably know somebody in your life who is the go-to person for all kinds of information under the sun, who've researched everything and can tell you anything about whatever topic you're wanting to know about.
Mm-hmm, like a walking encyclopedia.
Absolutely, yes.
Right. Super. Oh, this is so informative. Thank you. All right, number 6, the loyalist.
Yes, the 6s are very loyal and compassionate people. What they oftentimes struggle with, though, is wanting safety and security. So they may ask you, they're so intelligent and so smart, okay? But sometimes they don't trust their inner knowing and their inner guidance. And even though they know the answer to something, they may ask you, Leanne, what do you think about this? So they are going to rules and systems and those types of things. And in order for them to feel safe and secure, if they're not totally trusting themselves 100%, they may ask you to validate their answer.
Very interesting. So there's a lot of second guessing, it sounds like. Right?
Right.
Okay. With the loyalists, that they may be really compassionate, they've got great ideas, but for some reason, they're being held back from that real confidence piece of, yes, this is the next best step for me. Or
yes,
the next best step, even in an organization or a family.
Yes, and a lot of times the 6s, what I've noticed is the 6s also have many characteristics of the 2. So they're very generous and loving and kind and giving.
Excellent. Yeah, they dance well together. I can see that. Excellent. All right. Enthusiast.
Well, I have a few friends who are the enthusiasts, and they are the cheerleaders. They are the go-getters. They're out there. They're out having fun and taking in new things all of the time. And so I kind of look at them as butterflies, where they're flittering and fluttering all over the place, but sometimes they need to be brought back down so that they can focus. And so grounding is very important to a seven. So if they can get out there and be in nature where their mind and their body can calm down, that's a good thing for a seven, because the seven is on the move. They are busy. They've got their hands in five or six different projects. Sometimes the projects are not done because they start one thing and they see something else and go, oh, I think I'll go over here. Let me start something else. So I tease my friends who are sevens because they know exactly what I mean when I say they're like the butterfly that's flying around. So they enjoy good conversation, travel, meeting new people, connection, relationships. So they are a ton of fun.
Interesting. You know, it's funny because I see myself a little bit as a seven. I'll be curious to see what my predominant one is, because I can be guilty, Phyllis, of chasing bright, shiny objects, right?
Like, right, like squirrel, right?
Over here. What's that?
Like squirrel.
Yeah, right. Squirrel. Totally. And, you know, it's interesting. I'll share with you sometime about the butterfly analogy in my personal journey story. And so when I hear you share all of that, and I do need grounding, but it does resonate with me. And there's a couple of these that resonate with me so far, but I think that one definitely is bubbling to the top for me right now without taking any tests, but just hearing you explain it. And I do enjoy being outdoors. I do enjoy the quiet, but I am just a connection junkie. And I absolutely love to cheer others on and to take on new challenges and to be a lifelong learner. So whether or not that constitutes an enthusiast, I'll be anxious to hear about these last two and then take my test. I hope our listeners are enjoying this as much as I am. Phyllis, you are a wealth of knowledge, and I really appreciate you sharing your gifts here on radio with me today. So, all right, how about number eight, the challenger?
The challenger. So the eights want to be able to get a response out of people. They may have a big presence or a very big type of energy. So you will always know when they come into the room, and their presence is going to be seen, felt, and heard. And so oftentimes they will want a response from you. And so they'll want to see whether or not you can play in their realm, whether or not you can stand up to them. And what I know, I have a very good friend who's an eight, and she is a love. The eights have a lot of two characteristics in them, very kind, loving, generous. But the eights are going to be very protective. They'll be protective of themselves and their environment and all the people in their lives. So they're going to want to be able to protect their people. So say if somebody is, say you have a friend who's an eight, Leanne, and somebody is starting to bother you and maybe cause you some uncomfortableness, your eight friend will step in and make sure that you are protected, and they will protect you from whoever might be bothering you or causing you some uncomfortableness.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We all would love to have that big brother in our back pocket at times, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Excellent. Love this. This is fascinating. All right. How about number nine, the peacemaker?
The nines are, they want harmony and peace in their life. And so if you take an analogy of a lake, they want calm and smooth waters. They don't want any waves going on, and they really want to avoid any chaos and conflict. So the nines really, really want that peace, and they will avoid it at all costs in most instances.
Okay. And, you know, I imagine as we go around this circle, yeah, I think I see where my two predominant ones are. I think I am seeing me as a 2 and a 7.
Okay.
So I'll be anxious to see whether or not that's true when I take this. I'm making kind of a bold and brash statement just on what you described. And listeners, if you know me well, chime in and let me know what you think based on what you hear. Because, you know, you see me on social media, here on the radio, and a lot of you know the core of my heart. And so I'll be anxious to see what happens there. I think, Phyllis, like you shared at the beginning, I can really understand and appreciate the fact that we have a little bit of these qualities in all of us, but there will be certain things that bubble up to the top as our predominant.
That's right. And what I love about sharing the personality types is our personalities are at the foundation of who we are. It's our core makeup. So if we can understand our personality, now we have this life tool that we can use every single day of our life, and we can tap into our own self. And it really changes the way that we look at relationships. I've had several conversations with friends of mine who are in relationships that are not working for them. And through the Enneagram, they're able to now see things that maybe that they put up with before. They're no longer willing to do that. So things bubble up to the surface. Your own truth comes up. Your own feelings come up. And sometimes it's staring you right in the face, and it's really, really scary. But the Enneagram offers all these pearls of wisdom, and it gives us an opportunity to influence change in our lives and to really start standing up for ourselves and speaking up. Because a lot of the times, we don't speak up because we fear rejection, or we feel guilty, or we feel shameful, or whatever it is. But once we can start really claiming, no, this is not the way I feel, I really feel this way, then a whole new area of our life opens up to new possibilities and those types of things. So that's why I love the Enneagram. It's absolutely fascinating. It will change your life in many, many ways, and it has mine. And I have the Enneagram in my hip pocket every day. I can pull it out anytime I want. And it really allows you to have an awareness that becomes very automatic after a while. You don't have to necessarily think about it. It just becomes part of your life.
Mm-hmm. You know, these assessment tools, we hear a lot about them. And, you know, I am certified in an assessment tool through my coaching process, and where the Enneagram is a personality assessment, the tool that I am trained in is a behavioral or an attitudinal assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me that the Enneagram, you know, kind of nails down your personality, which is foundational and kind of unchangeable. It, like each time you take the Enneagram, would it always be the same, Phyllis?
Well, you have to be very honest with yourself in the assessment. Be very,
mm-hmm.
very honest in the assessment when you take the Enneagram test. And then, Leanne, if you want to talk about it, obviously after you take the test, we can talk about it. But there's ways to really narrow down your type, especially if you test high in a couple of the personality types. There's ways to figure out your type. And it's just kind of drilling down in order to get to it. There's questions that I can ask you where we will know. So I always tell people, if for some reason you take the test at first and you come up with a few different areas that you score high in, don't fret about it. Some people get very upset about it, saying, well, I don't know, I want to know. And And there's ways to know. There's ways to be able to figure it out. So I always just tell people to be open and then to be honest, really, really honest when they're taking the test.
And absolutely. Again, you know, why do these? Yeah, why do these if we're not going to be honest, right? That's the same with the assessment tool that I have, which is called the ELI, Energy Leadership Index. And, you know, I tell everybody the same thing, Phyllis. And then they would seek you out for a debrief process. And that's part of the work you do as an encourager and a coach.
Yes. Yes. And as a coach, my job is to be able to assist and guide clients to be able to evolve personally through self-discovery. And it happens to be that I teach classes on the Enneagram and I love it. But it's also getting them to open up, open their heart, and because oftentimes we put on a mask in order for us to not let anybody see our real selves. So I tell people, open up and be honest with yourself and really open up and ask your heart what it needs, because your heart always knows. But sometimes our head gets in the way and it takes over.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that the truth? And to have a more heart-centered approach to our lives, to be that real authentic, be vulnerable, be real, you know, that's kind of the journey that I'm on. And I love that you brought that up, Phyllis. I think that, you know, that is one of the reasons why you and I resonated and immediately connected with our vision for just not only our businesses, but our personal lives as well. And so thank you for this amazing hour. We are at the top of the hour, actually. I can't even believe that we are here. We could talk more and more about this, but you piqued my interest and you have spurred me on to embracing the Sock It To It campaign. You have encouraged me to take the Enneagram, to take some action today and really explore this further. And so thank you for introducing us to two new worlds today here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you very much for having me on the show. And I just want to say briefly, invest in the most important relationship that you will ever have, and that's the relationship that you have with yourself. And when it comes to community service work, how do we want to live? What do we want to do? What do we want to do that we are going to be remembered by? So, like you say, live your legacy. So thank you very much.
Absolutely, Phyllis. And, you know, really, truly, to live an epic life is all about encouraging others and ourselves to step into our fullest potential, prioritizing our lives and our vision and our passions around our values, which is so incredibly important, living intentionally, building relationships around you, surrounding yourself with others who share your vision. That's part of why I wanted to have Phyllis on today and get to know her at a deeper level. And then challenging other people around you to live their life in epic proportions, to step into their life. And like I say with my business name, Walk Your Talk Coach at Legacy Now Lived, because you don't leave a legacy, you live it. And we're creating our stories every day. And we have an opportunity to pull out a different colored pen and start writing a new story. And so I want to encourage you, reach out to Phyllis. Phyllis, share your personal contact information with our listeners, please.
Okay, it's you can reach me by my phone number, 303-475-7537. My email address is P-S-H-I, M as in Mary, A, M as in Mary, O, T as in Tom, O, at msn.com. And also my website is www.phyllisshimamoto.com.
Love it. Oh, thank you so much, Phyllis, for being here. And in closing, I just wish you all well. I encourage you to reach out to others within your community and your family. Touch them with love and kindness. And share with us here on, I invite you to my Facebook page, my Twitter, my website. Please share with us how it is you are walking your talk into your legacy now lived. Until next time, God bless and be well.
Thank you.
Thank you.